four-room house. But the big old kitchen, oh, it was a huge place with a big fireplace. Over here sat the stove, and here was the fireplace. And here were these men ringed around there, no matter company or whoever. I had to go on with my cooking, go from the stove back to the cook table and back up here, you know. And we had a big old long dining table over here, but it was still all in the kitchen in the wintertime. In the summertime, we ate out on the back porch, screened in back porch. What?
I bet it was hot in the kitchen.
Oh, my, you can say that again. Go to bed at night and lay there and fan all the way in the night, and then have to get out before day next morning for dinner. Hey, that's the hardest work I ever did in my life.
Well, you slaughtered hogs, too, didn't you?
Oh,
what
yes.
What do you do with... I mean, like, you can
What all did they raise there, you mean, on the farm?
No, but like, from a hog, what all, you can get fat back, and you can get bacon, and...
Oh, mercy.
What are some other things?
Pork steak, they call it, or pork loin, you know. That was tenderloin that lays right down next to the backbone between that and the ribs.
Mm-hmm.
We took that out and cooked it and canned it. You talk about something good to eat in the wintertime. That was delicious. No bone or nothing about it. Just the plain tenderloin. He would, Uncle Jim and Uncle Sam would grind up some of that tenderloin and loin in sausage. Boy, they had real good sausage too. And then we would make out of the livers and the head, you know, we cooked the head. And we'd make liver pudding and souse meat, and we'd can that too.
What all do you add? What exactly? I mean, you have to put certain spices in it to keep it from going bad, don't you? When you can it?
Oh, yes. We fixed it up just like it was ready to eat. And all we sliced it, you know, this liver pudding, we'd slice it after we made it up, sliced it and put it down in the can, you know. And then poured hot grease over the top of it and sealed it and kept it out in the smokehouse that it wouldn't freeze, because that grease would keep it from freezing. But you'd have to eat it up before it got too hot a weather, for there's no place to keep it, you know, up there. Then too, they would kill a calf, I mean. And I don't know how they took care of that, but they put it away in bags, you know, and hung it. And
well, that sounds
sliced that off.
That's got intestines and what, liver? What all goes into that?
Oh, you mean into the liver pudding you're talking about?
Yeah, you mentioned souse meat and...
We made souse meat out of the hogs and the liver pudding was from the liver. Of course, we mixed a little bit of other meat in with that liver, keep it from tasting so livery, you know.
Yeah, I imagine that would be kind of bitter if there was nothing in it.
But now them fresh hogs that way, that liver was good meat, good to fry.
How long would that last? Did you just canned it?
Yes, we canned it and kept it till in the spring we ate it up. And then, after all of this canned stuff and all of the streaked meat that is off of that bacon, you know, we'd take some streaked meat. After we ate all of that...
Is that like bacon?
Yes. Only it was, as you said, it's the lean part on the middlings. And we'd fry that along. We ate all this other stuff, the shoulder and all of this other stuff before we got to the hams. They were already old before we got to them, but they'd keep, you know. And we'd fry, oh my, I'd fry the biggest old skin.